Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
29 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. I thought for this morning's On The Pace, we'll just take a look at some of the results over the weekend because there was some really great stories to come out of the racing, particularly here in New South Wales. We kicked off with racing at Wagga on Friday. And one mare called Carla Clare was 1/10 of a second outside of the track record when winning. She rated 152.4, and the track record is held by Beatson there when he rated 152.3 when winning at the Wagga Cup. So it was a great performance by her, and such a shame, you know, she was so close to equaling the track record. Driving on as that day went to young Ellen Bartley. She walked away with a double. She first drove De Lancome to win, and then her second winner was Major S. Dujon. So Ellen, hats off to Ellen at Wagga on Friday. We had two meetings in New South Wales on Saturday. The main meeting was at Menangle on Saturday night, but up at Newcastle they had heats of the Glen Tullman Memorial, which produced some really competitive racing, and there were some really eye-catching performances by some young horses. Expensive Ego, he's a two-year-old colt by Rock and Roll Heaven, trained by David Thorns, driven by Jimmy Douglas, and he won again. He beat his rivals by more than 10 metres, went 158.4, and he's unbeaten in his two starts now to date, Cozzy, and Jeezy looks impressive. Another impressive youngster is a three-year-old gelding by Better's Delight called Pitch Perfect, a new one for Roy Ruth Jr. This horse made his Australian debut. He's had a few starts over in New Zealand, but, yeah, was making his debut in Australia at Newcastle on Saturday night. Was driven by Leonard Kane, and he looks like he's a horse to follow. He won by 16 metres, rating 2 minutes for the middle trip. So that was an impressive performance. And also later in the program, we saw Black Silhouette win as well. She's fresh from winning her Group 1 Breeders' Challenge final just last Sunday week. So it was good to see her win. At Menangle on Saturday night, we had four of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge True Blue finals and some fantastic results out of those. The first went to I'm Bruce Almighty for David Hewitt, who trained and drove this gelding. He also owns this gelding and bred him as well. So it was a great feat. And considering David just won his first Group 1 race just a couple of weeks ago with Rock and Marty in the Alabar Breeders' Challenge final, it was a nice fitting story for him. But as for the horse, I'm Bruce Almighty. He went 151.3 to win that race. It was really impressive. He started from a wide draw, went to the front. They went 26-1 early. And he ran a really slick last half to get their cash there. So that was impressive. And Brad Hewitt, David's son, he finished second in the race with his horse Hurricane Roy. So another Hewitt Quinella there. We also saw Chasing the Wind win one of the True Blue finals. This horse is trained and driven by Amanda Turnbull and owned by her mum, Jenny Turnbull. And this little gelding, Cozzy, he only qualified to race just a few days prior at Bathurst. So he's had a huge week. I caught up with Amanda Turnbull after the run and she was very impressive. And she's always had an opinion of this horse, but he's had a few things go against him throughout his preparation. And she was happy to see him, you know, make it to the races on Saturday night. But he was very impressive. He rated 153.5 for his first up performance. So I'm sure we'll see plenty more from him. Another of the True Blue finals went to a horse called I'll Give You a Daisy a Day. This horse is trained by Chris Burke, and this little filly, she caused a massive upset. Her starting odds were $126. And Davey Morris steered the winner there. So that was it was nice to see the owners were very, and the owners that also bred this horse, they were very emotional, and it was great to see, you know, that upset produced so many good emotions. And then the other True Blue final went of the way of CC Ambro, which gave young reinsman Will Rixon his biggest win of his driving career. Will's only been driving for a handful of seasons. He's the son of the great grandson, rather, of the great A.D. Turnbull. And Will's been doing a great job, and he got the catch drive on this lovely filly. She's trained in the Riverina by Wayne Sullivan, and Wayne Sullivan was away on holidays, so Will Ripson got the call up for the catch drive, and he certainly delivered there. She paid good odds too. Her starting odds were $9.50, and the little filly by Sports Rider, she returned a mile rate of 153.3. So some really good results across those Alabar Breeders' Challenge True Blue finals. And then to wrap up the Alabar Breeders' Challenge series for 2019, we've got the regional finals out at Wagga at the beginning of August to look forward to. But Cozzy, also at Menangle on Saturday night, we saw Tiger Tara bounce back from a spell better than ever. Led all the way over the 2,300 metres, rated the mile in 154.7, did it easily, and he's certainly going to head up to Queensland this weekend with some good form under his belt there with a good fitness run. We also had racing at Dubbo on Sunday, Cozzy, and it was a domination of the girls there. It was certainly girl power. It all kicked off with Gemma Rue training a winner. She trained Frankie's Tooth, who's now won two in a row. And this little three-year-old Auckland Reactor filly was driven by Gemma's husband, Matt Rue. But then in the following race, Ashley Grimes, she won with her three-year-old called Romero. He's an impressive youngster, son of Million Dollar Cam, and he won quite easily, won by over more than 12 metres. Then Amanda Turnbull and Isabel Ross combined with a training and driving effort with Leo Trios, who he's been impressive since racing over here. And that was a heat of the Penrith Mares Cup, which will be run at Penrith this Thursday night. And it was a really impressive performance by this horse. He won by over 20 metres. Once he got to the front, he just ran away from them. And then to conclude the program, Amanda Turnbull trained and drove the last winner, My Secret Beach. So, yeah, it was certainly girl power at Dubbo on Sunday. This weekend, huge racing. The Queensland Winter Carnival continues. We've got the Group 1, the Black Fake Championship, and you'll see the likes of Tiger Tara go around there more than likely, as well as Our Uncle Sam, who will be out for redemption after galloping last Saturday night. You've also got the Queensland Derby, and you might see our Princess Tiffany, the filly, take on some of the boys. That could be one to follow. At Menangle locally, we've got a Group 3 free-for-all, and later throughout the week as well, Cozzy, for the listeners, I'll have more of an update of this new million-dollar race that we're going to have in New South Wales. So hopefully by Thursday morning, I should be able to update the listeners with that and hopefully get John Dummersey on air to tell us more.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you.
Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. It's 20 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.